This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libyan Interim Prime Minister Abdulhamid Dabibaye are holding talks Thursday in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge of migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the United States. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also are from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and other African nations. This is VOA News. An oceanfront apartment block in the U.S. state of Florida partially collapsed early Thursday, killing at least one person and sparking a major emergency response, with dozens of rescuers combing the rubble for survivors. Online videos showed a large portion of the 12-story building just north of Miami Beach reduced to rubble, with the apartment's interiors exposed. It was unclear how many people lived in the building or who had been inside at the time. A local news station reported firefighters pulled one boy from the rubble alive. Russia reported more than 20,000 new coronavirus infections and 568 deaths Thursday, a peak not seen since January, as the country battles a surging outbreak of the Delta variant, worsened by a sluggish vaccination drive. The Russian capital also recorded the highest one day since the start of the pandemic, according to the state-run TASS news agency. President Vladimir Putin is a supporter of a proposal from Germany and France for the EU to restart summits with Russia, the Kremlin said Thursday. The Kremlin spokesperson was responding to a question about a proposal by Berlin and Paris for the 27-member bloc to contemplate a potential summit with the Kremlin chief. Many EU member states are resistant to the idea, and Ukraine's foreign minister blasted the proposal early Thursday ahead of a debate on the issue by the European Union's leaders. The leaders of more than half of the EU's member states declared their support Thursday for defending the rights of LGBTQ people after a controversial law passed in Hungary. Without directly mentioning Hungary, a letter signed by the heads of states ahead of an EU summit deplored the, quote, threats against fundamental rights, and in particular the principle of non-discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation, end quote. Honduras transferred its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem Thursday as part of efforts to boost ties with the Jewish state, becoming the fourth country to do so. The Central American nation has already opened a commercial office in Jerusalem, breaking a decades-long policy of neutrality in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and Foreign Minister Yair Lapid welcomed Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez and Foreign Minister Lisandro Rosales at a reception in a technology park in Jerusalem. German soccer fans have been warned not to attempt to travel to Wembley for Tuesday's Euro 2020 last 16 tie against England by a senior official of the World Medical Association because of the highly infectious Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.